Good morning. 8:06 a.m. on Friday, September the 9th. No, September the 3rd, 2021. 9-3, not September the 9th. Yeah, it's after 8 o'clock, 8:06. It's mostly cloudy. It's still pretty cool. It's kind of damp. Looks like it wants to rain. There are a few tiny patches of blue sky up there, but it's mostly dark cloud. There's some more breaks off to the east, but clouds coming in over the mountains are kind of cramping the style here. So I got a late start getting up. Pushed everything off by an hour. Almost didn't go, and I thought, oh, geez, that's the kind of thinking that got me into the problem to begin with. So it's like 65, there's not a lot of bright sun, let's do it. Morning. I've gotten a lot, I'm about halfway through this 350,000 word file. A file that never ends. I found one passage that is, so I wrote this long passage about something, and then this is a chapter break, file break really, from For the Words. And I wrote the same passage again, the same, it's not the same passage, but it's the same function again, and I don't, for the life of me, know why I did that. So I didn't delete the passage because there's a note on it that says to move this earlier, and it's like, really? I didn't see a place where that was possible, but I marked it off anyway, so I know where it is. And I'm thinking, what the hell did I plan with this? What was the intention here? Because I sure as heck don't know. I'm really liking what's there. I'm liking less the transition point. I found a transition point. Between what I think is book one and book two. And it's about the right length for book. It's about 100,000 words. My resistance to it is that it's kind of cliffy. It's kind of cliffhangery. But the break is real. There is a beginning, a middle, and an end. That marks the end of that end. The next chapter picks up just a few days later, but it's a completely different focus. It's completely it's the beginning of a new story. So that's clearly a transition point. And so my challenge is how to tell the story in a way that it's less cliff-like. That the story comes to that there's a denouement there, that there's a piece of the story that says, okay, the story is now over. You can get on with your lives. Without saying, okay, this story is over, but there's another one right behind it. And the reason I'm struggling with it so much is that I'm not convinced that it matters. I'm not convinced that it really matters. It's like, am I forcing the story into a form because of some preconceived notion about what I think the story should look like, the structure the story should have, rather than just going with, oh, okay, that's the story. I mean, there are always going to be people who don't like the book. There are people who follow me around just so they can not like my books. Okay, that may be a bit of an overstatement. I'm not sure that's true. Seems true sometimes. But they keep following me, so I can't really complain too much now, can I? I walked off without my handkerchief. Dang it. But I like the story. I like the way it's developing. I like the early hints that I'm seeing cropping up in book one for what I know is going to be happening later. Even though when I wrote book one, I didn't know they were going to be happening later. But I'm seeing the little signs. I'm seeing the little clues. I'm seeing things happen that would be considered foreshadowing if I had any idea what it was that they were leading to when I wrote them. So I'm really pleased with what's there. I guess I just have to sort of sit back and go with it. Relax and enjoy the ride, as it were. I am going to push to get these three books out very close together. As close together as I can possibly make them. That's going to be like basically one a month for 3 months. I should probably get the cover artist lined up. I also need to spend some quality time with the Wizard's Cat, because that's the next book I owe to Podium. They haven't been after me for it yet, but Podium's gone to Dragon Con. So they've probably been a little bit busy. They got a bunch of stuff going on. I have no idea what's going on with Podium, but they... I keep getting email updates from them periodically. Victoria hasn't been in touch. She hasn't been bugging me about the wizard cat. I need to finish getting Zephyr's call posted too. I think I've got it resolved with Audible for Ravenwood. Jerks. I'm not being very much in the moment here this morning, am I? Coming up on a get ready, say it with me, monk post. Guy coming toward me. He's got a little tiny dog on a leash. Once in a while the dog tries to go off in another direction. Dog is behind the guy, so he just keeps plowing along and the dog gets yanked along behind him. Morning. Cute little bugger. Dog. Guy. It's a guy. Gray beard like me. Slowing down a little bit because there's a whole group of people walking along up ahead. Just as soon not overtake them. I'm still reading Civ CEO. I went on to the next book. I don't remember which was 5, maybe. I think there's 7 in the series. When I get to the end of this, it's probably going to be... I don't know if I'll go through the full 7 or so get to the end of this and go read some book 19 of Bob and Nikki. I bought it a little while ago. It's just sitting in my queue. The queue that keeps getting emptied for no good reason. Apparently the upgrade Android app has a problem when you recharge and it erases my Kindle file. I have to log off and log back on again in order to get it refreshed, which is just aggravating. A lot of my, I don't know, maybe it's Vivaldi. Well, not on my phone, but I'm having trouble with getting updates from notifications from several places. I have to log off and log on to Facebook to get notifications there. So if you're trying to get my attention on Facebook, I may not see it. I have to actually force a resync of notifications. Same with ConvertKit. I'm ramping up ConvertKit. I'm ramping up my activity in ConvertKit. For those who missed the memo, ConvertKit is my email service. You coming up on the sidewalk, hon? Oh, that was terrible. Ma'am? Yes, she is. Okay. I'll get on the street. She can have the sidewalk.
Morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, don't talk to strange bearded men. It's not a good idea. You never know. They might be a wizard. Worse. Oh, it's gonna rain. I'm gonna get wet. It's picking up good too. I'm gonna put this in my pocket. Ah, darn. It's still recording, okay. And it's funny, there's a big hole in the cloud right up above. There's several big patches of blue sky right up above me, but right here it's raining. Sprinkling, I guess, is... I'm getting little spots of water on me. Going that way. Walking past the park. In spite of the light rain, it looks pretty. It's a pretty nice morning. Some light smells here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It was a weird chemical smell. It's gone now. There's only one of these little crabapple trees left, but it's looking good. It's got a big strip of bark torn off it, but it's not girdled. Thank you. Not exactly sure what that was all about. Some small dogs off in the distance here, they were yelling, screaming about something. Anyway, across the last street. Yeah, I'm cranking up a convert kit to, we're gonna do a new challenge. I'm driving a new challenge. We're gonna do under the working writer challenge, where you have to write at least 100 words 5 days a week. And then I've layered on some stretch goals, as it were. It's all for bragging rights. It's all honor system and doesn't really mean anything. Just an accountability issue. Should be fun. I hope it's going to be fun. I'm investing a lot of time and effort in it, so we'll see. At any rate, I am at the back eight. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.